From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The president is flying to St. Louis to promote health care overhaul legislation. Mr. Obama is expected to discuss how an overhaul can help stop health care fraud, an idea both Democrats and Republicans support. The White House says a pilot program used last year recovered $900 million for taxpayers. Meanwhile, President Obama is promising continued American support for Haiti. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president says the situation in the island nation is still dire, 2 months after a devastating earthquake.
After getting an Oval Office update from Haiti's president, Mr. Obama said people should be under no illusion that the crisis on the island has passed. Haitians are still in desperate need of shelter, food, and medicine, the president said. And with the onset of spring rains, those needs will only get worse.
The challenge now is to prevent a second disaster. And that's why at this very moment, thousands of Americans, both civilian and military, remain on the scene at the invitation of the Haitian government.
Mr. Obama thanked those who volunteered or contributed to the relief effort. He said a UN donors conference later this month must deliver not only short-term relief, but a plan to improve Haiti's long-term ability to care for its people. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The state of Arizona is nearly out of money to pay for unemployment benefits, as Mark Moran reports from member station KJZZ in Phoenix. The fund is expected to be completely depleted by the end of the week.
Arizona joins 30 other states having to borrow money from the federal government to pay benefits until unemployment subsides. Arizona will have to borrow $250,000 to cover the benefits in the near term. The unemployment rate in Arizona was 9.2% in January, almost 1.2% higher than in January of 2008. State officials say the lack of funds to pay unemployment benefits is a direct result of the extended recession. Before the economic downturn, Arizona had $1 billion in its benefits account, but that account began to dry up quickly when the state was paying out almost $16 million a week in benefits. The state is also taking in fewer dollars to replenish the benefits trust fund. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate has now voted to extend jobless benefits and some health care benefits to out-of-work Americans who have exhausted their current benefits. Today's vote in the Senate was 62-36. Now, the bill will head to the House of Representatives. Conservatives in the Senate objected to the bill because it adds $130 billion to the federal budget deficit over the next year. Earlier today, the Treasury Department reported the federal budget deficit hit its greatest monthly amount ever. The budget deficit for February reached nearly $221 billion. On Wall Street before the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 5 points at 10,569. The Nasdaq was up 18. It was at 2359. This is NPR News. A coalition of state educators has released a draft for a proposal for nationwide school standards. The White House strongly supports the effort, with lots of new funding for states who sign on. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The proposal comes from the Common Core State Standards Initiative, a national effort to unify standards for what kids have to learn in school. The group says the draft brings together the best of the 50 state standards currently in use. Part of the goal is to simplify requirements that teachers often find confusing and constraining in the classroom. The Obama administration has made acceptance of the standards project a prerequisite for receiving some federal grants. But some state educators are still concerned the project amounts to more federal intrusion into state-run schools. The standards are available for public comment until April. 48 states have already announced their support of the program. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Three Swedish newspapers today reprinted a controversial cartoon depicting the prophet Muhammad with the body of a dog. The papers acted after Irish police arrested seven people as part of an alleged plot to kill the cartoonist. U.S. authorities have arrested an American woman also as part of the plot, Colleen LaRose of Pennsylvania. Indonesia has identified the body of a man as a wanted international terrorist, Dum Matin. He was killed in a police raid yesterday outside Jakarta. The United States had offered a multi-million-dollar reward for him. Dum Matin is accused of helping plan the nightclub bombings in Bali. In 2002, the Bali nightclub bombings killed more than 200 people. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.